It is 4:16, the time for Sarah's Wiki Corner today, brought to you by Sonny's Family Diner. Start your day on the sunny side at Sonny's Family Diner in Brighton. In addition to their huge menu every morning from 7 till 8, you can get 2 eggs, potatoes, choice of meat, toast, and coffee for just $10. Visit Sonny's Family Diner, 2171 West Henrietta Road in Brighton. Outstanding food, and you cannot beat that $10 breakfast there. Time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. What are we learning about today, Sarah?
Well, today happens to be National Carousel Day.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's to commemorate the very first U.S. patent issued in 1871 to William Schneider of Davenport, Iowa, for the modern carousel.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So the modern carousel emerged from early jousting traditions in Europe and the Middle East.
Yeah.
Knights would gallop in a circle while tossing balls from one to another, an activity that required great skill and horsemanship.
Oh, yeah.
This game was introduced to Europe at the time of the Crusades. The Spanish and Italian words for little war, because that's what they're practicing for, I suppose, eventually became the French word carousel.
Okay.
The French also improved on the training game by developing a device to practice for competitions that was the direct progenitor of the fairground ride.
Mm.
The game began to be played by commoners, and carousels soon sprung up at fairgrounds all over Europe.
Look at that. How about that?
By the early 18th century, carousels were being built and operated at various fairs and gatherings in Central Europe and England. Animals and mechanisms would be crafted during the winter months, and the family and workers would go touring in their wagon train through the region, operating their large menagerie carousel at various venues.
Oh, yeah.
These early carousels had no platforms. The animals instead would hang from chains and fly out from the centrifugal force of the spinning mechanism, like the yo-yo.
Sounds like a great time. Were there any warning labels on that, Sarah?
I doubt it.
Probably
I very
not.
Much doubt it back then, yeah. They were often powered by animals walking in a circle or by people pulling a rope or using a crank.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It wasn't until 1861 with the first steam-powered carousel that the device became what we know today. Soon afterwards, gears and offset cranks were installed on the platform carousels, giving the animals their well-known ability to go up and down.
Up and down, sure.
Right?
Yeah, right.
Eventually, electric motors were installed and electric lights added, giving the carousel its classic look.
Oh, yeah.
These mechanical innovations came at a crucial time when increased prosperity meant that more people had time for leisure and spare money to spend on entertainment.
I have time for a carousel.
Riding a carousel.
We'll blow this money on the carousel.
In the United States, the carousel industry was developed by immigrants, notably Gustav Denzel from Germany and Charles Dare from England from the late 19th century. At one time, there were 4 carousel builders operating in North Tonawanda.
North Tonawanda?
Yeah, outside Buffalo there. There are 4 carousel companies. Yeah.
And get enough carousels. The carousel boom.
That's right. The Allen Herschel Company was the most notable of them and operated from 1876 to 1959. The golden age of the carousel in America was the early 20th century, with large machines and elaborate animals, chariots, and decorations being built.
Oh, yeah.
Some carousel advertisements in the early 19th century stated that the ride was highly recommended by physicians as an aid in circulating the blood.
Oh.
So it was healthy. It was
good.
It was good for your health.
I should hop on a carousel before I go for my physical, shouldn't I?
Right, yes. In America, carousels travel counterclockwise, while in England, they go clockwise.
Counterclockwise. Oh, really? Do they really?
Yeah. I'm not sure why,
weird.
But yeah.
All right.
So the oldest operational carousel in the world is in the Netherlands. It dates back to 1865 and was originally turned by horses, but today it's got an electric motor. The world's largest indoor carousel is located at the House on the Rock in Spring Green, Wisconsin.
Mm.
It has 269 carousel animals,
jeez,
182 chandeliers, and over 20,000 lights.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And still in operation, the historic Denzel Menagerie Carousel at Ontario Beach Park in Charlotte.
That's right here, yeah.
Was built in 1905, and it's one of only 14 operating antique menagerie carousels in the United States.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And of course, there was the one in the Irondequoit Mall. It was two floors.
They sold, didn't they sell it?
They sold to somebody, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, very good. We want to put down a record. What should we play to go along with carousels?
Yes, we're going to play a song by the Hollies called On a Carousel.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Really, just perfect. Sarah, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7, the biggest hits in the history of the world, the Hollies, and on a carousel. Sarah Dearmondes, why did we just play that record?
Because today is National Carousel Day.
It sure is, and that song absolutely perfect for a day like today. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Ready, go.
All right, the modern carousel came from jousting traditions in Europe and the Middle East.
In America, carousels go counterclockwise, while in England, they travel clockwise.
And the oldest operational carousel in the world is in the Netherlands, and dates to 1865.
Wow, look at that. And I love, fascinating that the big carousel HQ in the U.S. was
right there in North Tonawanda. Who knew?
Who knew indeed? Wow. All right.
Yeah.
Folks want to learn more about carousels. Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
Well, you can go to my wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
It is all there. You can learn about sharks yesterday and carousels today. Who knows what tomorrow will hold? You certainly don't.
I don't.
Okay. Well, you'll be here tomorrow to tell us, though.
Yes.
At 4:10. Looking forward to it, Sarah. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right. We got traffic on the way here in just a few minutes. We'll check that forecast as well from meteorologist Josh Nichols. We had some precipitation move through the area, sometimes called rain by the common folk. Not long ago. Is it still raining?
It is still raining.
Is it really? Okay. Mm-hmm. The precipitation is still here, everybody.
At least in Penfield.
Yes. And we'll see some warm temperatures tomorrow. Josh has the details coming up next.